This is Senator Al Simpson. A new law could well prevent musicians, artists, and models from coming to America. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when you and I and the Congress passed last year's sweeping Legal Immigration Act, the first major reform of our national policy in 25 years, we found a glitch which would put real brakes on artistic freedom. Under the new law, the number of temporary work visas for actors, musicians, and models would be severely limited. On top of that, applicants would have to prove they are internationally recognized and culturally unique. Ted, this minor provision that your pals in big labor sneaked into the Immigration Act at midnight needs to be stripped right out. Don't let some bureaucrat decide what is art and culture. And Ted, don't sacrifice artistic freedom just to protect your union goon pals.
Al, don't act so holier than thou. You stood on the sidelines, too, while that unacceptable provision was slipped into the immigration law by the House of Representatives at the last moment last year. There's an old saying, two things you should never watch being made are sausages and legislation. That provision was passed in a hurry at the end of the last Congress, before arts, entertainment, and sports groups had a chance to register their vehement objections. They let Congress know, in no uncertain terms, that U.S. tours by the Bolshoi Ballet, European orchestras, rock groups, and other foreign performers were in danger, and foreign countries would certainly retaliate against American performers. The provision made no sense, but at least we're moving to correct it and eliminate the harsh impact on foreign performers, athletes, and entertainers. We've reached a consensus with arts groups and unions to make more visas available without jeopardizing the jobs of American performers. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the 1980 October Surprise. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.